Hey guys, Dan here with the Viewing Globe podcast. We have the fourth episode going on right now. And if you'd like to follow us, you can find us over at YouTube at the Viewing Globe podcast and over at Twitter at the Viewing Globe, at Viewing Globe Pod. I'll have it linked down over here since we have the official stuff. And also in the description, you can get a link to the audio of this video if you'd like to listen in audio format. And so let me just start off by saying we're doing the fourth episode of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and that is A Pressing Engagement, which I thought was a pretty cool name, and I like sometimes that they're kind of punny, because the main goal of this episode is for Jason to break Bulk's bench pressing record. And apparently that's at 1,010. They don't say what the weight is, but it is a pretty thin bar. It's like one of those 35-pound bars or maybe 25-pound bars. It's one of the thinner ones, not the thick 45 pounds you'd find at a normal gym. And it looked like maybe there was like 50 pounds of weight on there. So it looked like a lot when you were a kid, but in practice, it's actually not that much weight. But if he's doing 1,010 reps, I mean, that's crazy. That's a lot of weight. That is a lot of weight for that amount of reps that you're doing. Anyway, so he's trying to break this record. He's up at 995. He gets all the way up to 1,003, and Kimberly starts coming over, talking to Ernie. Ernie loses count. So he's got to start all over again. And it cuts to a scene with Rito, and she's like, that's it. Jason is always trying to go out by himself, always trying to prove himself, like with his bench pressing record. If I separate him from the other Power Rangers, we'll be able to defeat him. Now, I would say this is a pretty good theory, but last episode, Jason beat the bad guy all by himself. He didn't even need the team. So I don't know exactly what theory and where she's getting this from, that separating him will be good, but you know, she's going to give it a try. So Jason almost has the bench pressing record again. He's like at like 1,007 right now. And then Zach comes in on a skateboard in the gym / youth center and crashes right into Kimberly. Kimberly's chewing gum and it blows up both in their faces. Jason gets distracted, drops the weights. So it's not going to work. Cut back to Rita. And she's like, well, what are we going to do? What's the plan? What type of monster? She's yelling for Finster. Finster! And he's like, we're going to make a Sphinx. And he's going to have wings. And that's how they're going to separate everyone from Jason. So Jason, Zach, and Kimberly are sitting at the tables. Zach's obviously apologizing to Jason about the whole ruining his record thing. And basically all is forgiven, you know. And Bulk and Skull come over. They start harassing them, bullying them. Bulk's like, that's my record. You're not going to beat it. Just, you know, just normal trash talk. I wouldn't really say bullying, but I guess in 90s standards, he's bullying them very, very badly. We got to remember, it's a kids show, people. Anyway, Jason gets the call from Zord. Well, oh my God, I almost missed the Bulk and Skull bit. Bulk ends up ripping his pants. It's hilarious. Yeah, basically that's it. They get the call from Zordon. They teleport over. Now it's just Zach, Kimberly, and Jason at this point. Zordon just calls the three of them for some reason and doesn't get in touch with Billy or Trini. And basically is like, the Sphinx is here. You have to go and attack the Sphinx. He's in like a theater, amphitheater type thing. So they go over there, they're fighting the putties, all this stuff. Fabu and Squad are there. And while they're fighting, the Sphinx flaps his arms and sends Kimberly away off to whatever that gymnastics bar thing is that people do gymnastics on. I don't really know what that's called. Is it like a horse? It might be a horse. It looks like a horse that you'd use like if you're working or something, like on woodworking. Zach's like, who did that? And he thinks it's Squat and Babu. So he like walks up and like punches Squat. And Jason's like, no, it's not them. It's the Sphinx, which is like kind of funny because he's like defending Squat and Babu for some reason, even though they're like really, really bad. Well, not really bad. They're just like the goofballs of the bad people. But anyway, Sphinx does the same thing to Zack, sends him away. Now Jason and the Sphinx are mano y mano. They're fighting one-on-one. They actually go someplace else, so they're not fighting with the putties. It's just Jason and the Sphinx, 1v1. And it's a pretty even fight, to be honest with you. The Sphinx has advantages at some points. Jason turns it around at other points. So it's not completely one-sided. It's not like a crazy, like, oh my god, you know, Jason's going to lose because he doesn't have his people there. So Rita makes the Sphinx grow, throws the her magical staff down, and not only is the Sphinx there and giant, but Goldar is also there, and he's giant. So basically, Jason's just running around in circles because he's not calling his Zord, you know, and he's basically by himself just trying to just dodge these giant feet trying to stomp on him. So Kimberly and Zack finally meet up with Billy and Trini, and they're like, we have to go to Zordon, go to the command center and see what's up, see what we can do to help. So they go over there, and Zordon's basically like, you know, you have to go help Jason. You need to fight them all together to, you know, help defeat this Sphinx and Goldar. He's like, I'm going to send Jason the power coins, so this way you guys can defeat him. So he completely ignores the other four members that are there and just like, I'm going to go to your supervisor and give him it, and then he can give it to you. That's basically what Zordon does. Just like completely just like goes around them. And he's like, yeah, I don't think you guys are ready to hold the power coins. I could just as easily give you four of the power coins and give you Jason's, and you can go go teleport over, give it to Jason, help him out. But I'm just going to send them to Jason, and then he'll give them to you. It's really nice that he treats them all equally. Anyway, Jason goes, he gets the power coins. Now, they never explain what the power coins are or anything, really. So they just kind of come out of nowhere, these power coins. And they've already had them. You've already seen them in other episodes. They've already used them. But they just don't really explain them and why they're being... It sounds like they're being sent them for the first time, and now they're going to have the power coins. So he gets them. They call the Zords. They all gather their Zords. They do that cool thing where they have their coin and they stretch it out so it's like a joystick, and then they put it in the center so they can join together and make the Megazord. That's a really cool sequence. I kind of like that sequence. It looks really, really cool because now they use their little power coins as a joystick. But it's not very apparent in the show what these power coins do. They just don't really explain it very well. Anyway, I'm just stuck on these power coins. They're in tank mode for probably like 3 minutes. They're trying to fire at the Sphinx and Goldar, but it's not really doing anything. Tank mode never really does anything. So they switch over to battle mode, which is the mech. You know, the actual robot guy. The Megazord battle mode. I know everyone just refers to it as the Megazord, but the Megazord is, from what I'm understanding of the show so far and what they've explained, is the tank. And then when it's in battle mode, Megazord battle mode is when it's the Megazord. It's the Megazord, but they didn't know the terminology, I guess, at the beginning, what they want to call everything. Basically the Zord just starts giving them the hands, like 1v2, no problem. I'll beat up Zordon. We did that, not Zord, beat up Goldar. We did that 3 episodes ago. We'll beat up the Sphinx. And really they don't meet any kind of adversity during this fight. They make a small rally. Goldar makes a small rally towards the end, but then he's just like, I'm getting the power sword, calls to the power sword. One shots the Sphinx, and Goldar's like, did he just one shot that guy? He's like, I'll be back. Don't go doing anything without me. I'm just gonna take a step back, okay? See you guys later. You won this fight. Cause he's like, damn, they just one shot him. But anyway, they go back to the gym. Jason's trying to rep out, and he's got the whole team with him now. They're all cheering him on. 1,010. Boom, break celebration. He beat the record. So everyone goes and celebrate. Ernie comes over and he's like, I brought you this cake. They make a joke about the cake, but he's like, hey, it was last minute. How was I supposed to know? But I'm like, dude, he's been trying to break this record for like, I don't know, I would say like at least a couple days, right? So if you see he's getting close and you're the guy who's counting for him, like, come on, man. It's nice that you got him the cake, but could have got something a little bit better. Anyway, Bulk and Skull come in. They're like, yo, I'm going to try our best. We're going to beat your record. They're not really bullying them. They're not really being that mean. I'm like, we're going to beat your record. And you guys are, you know, just kind of like sort of making fun of them. But they're like, we're going to beat you, you know. But Zach's like, yo, chill out. Why don't you just have some cake? And Bulk's like, sure, I'll have some cake, but I get the first slice. So he's walking towards there. He trips. Boom. Face plant in the cake. Wrap the episode. And what I really liked about this is at the end of the episode, usually they play the almost like the Mighty Morphing song, where it's like that, but it's like an instrumental, like a real little lighthearted one. But they kind of snuck a little bit of the Bulk and Skull theme song in it as well, so because they had such a big part at the end. So I really, really like that touch of that episode. Bulk and Skull segments are my favorite. Anyway, I'm going to do a small mini review of the episode now and just give my thoughts on it, just because it was a fairly one-dimensional episode. Not too much actually happened in it. It was all action, which is really, really great. And that's obviously the best part of some Power Ranger episodes, is the action as compared to the story. But the plot line was very, very thin. It was almost non-existent. But I like that we did get the appearance of the Sphinx. If you guys don't know, that was the monster that was originally supposed to be in the pilot episode, but they went for something else. They just went for Goldar instead. They did a few reshoots for the new pilot episode with the cast that they actually went with. And again, my only other qualm of this is the big plot thread in this one is that they got the power coins, but you already see them using it in other episodes. So it really didn't make any sense as to why they made such a big deal about getting the power coins. So they made it sound like it was the first time they got them. But we've seen them using them before. I think almost in every episode except for the last one. Episode 3, they didn't use the power coins. They just, Jason just used the Tyrannosaurus sword to defeat the giant. But besides that, you know, I feel like they might have been able to... The reason why they did that is because they wanted all the kids to see the Megazord in the pilot. That's the reason why they did it. And that makes perfect sense, because that's what's going to sell your toys and that's what's going to get kids to watch your show. It was a B-level show. They weren't expecting this to be a phenomenon at all. It got a crappy spot. And it ended up being like number one in a couple, just a short amount of time, the show exploded. So I think they did make the right move by putting the Megazord in the first episode. But just story-wise, it didn't quite make a lot of sense. But, you know, again, this is a show that uses Sentai footage. They have to adapt it into story somehow. And if in the episode, and so in the footage of this episode, they don't have a regular calling for the Zords, where they all in a group and they put their hands out and call for the Zords. And the footage is that they get the power coins and they call the Zords to make the Megazord. I mean, how else are they going to do it? They have to do that. So, yeah, it could have been explained a little bit better. Could Zordon say, I'm upgrading your coins or something? He could have, but again, this is the fourth episode of a children's TV show. I don't think anyone was planning anyone's going to pick up that small plot. Is it a plot hole? I don't even think so. Anyway, tell me what you guys think of this episode. I definitely like it because it's one of the more action-packed episodes, and actually one of my favorite episodes coming up soon with the pig. That's like probably one of my favorite monsters, the pig. It's so hilarious. Not too much comedy, but we did get two Bulk and Skull spots, which is great. I love Bulk and Skull, but I wish there was a little bit more comedy in this episode. Again, it's episodic for the first probably 15 episodes, and then once it hits the Green Ranger arc, Ooh, big surprise. It starts picking up more. The story gets a lot better and less episodic. So some of you guys, tell me what you guys think. Don't forget to follow me on social media. I got Twitter and basically just YouTube. You can find me over on CastBox, and I'm on iTunes now. So thank you guys for watching and or listening, and I will see you guys later. Bye.